All right. Yes, that's way better. Damn echoes, like every single time. There's so many things that you have to do on the back end to get these shows going, but I definitely thank you guys for joining me. I know that I have a couple of people calling in. Sorry about that. My face got to always put that lock on the phone. All right. I think we got to figure it out. Technical difficulties. Every freaking time. I'm like chilling. My 18-year-old daughter came up from Florida for like 2 days, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to get this show going. So without any further ado, Success Saturdays has taken an hour out of your week to kind of just, I mean, Saturdays, most people don't have to work. They're kind of just chilling and, you know, kind of the downtime, the time to process, the time to go back over, like, how the week had been and kind of reevaluate your goals, and you're not, you know, having a boss breathe down your throat, so it makes it more comforting. But I want, the overall goal of this is, you know, to motivate everybody, to inspire everybody. I used to work for a very, very, very successful business, and I know every Monday they would have us get on the phone, and to set the tone of the week, they would have us do a conference call, and we had, like, people across the country calling in, you know, our office, like, it was a mandatory call, so every office across the nation was on the call, and they would have the top reps and top DMs would give a quote, that a success quote for the week, and there were some really, really good ones, and it really inspired me and kind of has been the foundation that I've built my life upon. And so I wanted to bring that back into my life and not just have me be a part of it, like have, you know, a plethora of people who are successful, because you can find stuff on the internet. You can find quotes on the internet. You can find a lot of stuff, but hearing that and hearing it from other people, the inflections and tone and just everything about, you know, listening to success quotes. Here's one from Henry Ford. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Like, if you tell yourself that you can't do it and then you try, you're not going to try with everything that you would have if you would have told yourself that you can do it. Because if you believe that you can do it, you're not going to stop until you accomplish what you set yourself out to do. You know, I told myself that I was going to start a radio show, and lo and behold, here we are we're going into week nine, and we've already reached 32 countries. I just want to give a shout out to these countries and the listeners who have actually tuned in. We have USA, obviously, that's our home. Canada, Mexico, Russia, France, the UK, Guatemala, Jamaica. Hey, Jamaica, me crazy. Panama, Bolivia, Chile, Netherlands, Italy, Spain, Hungary, Algeria, Croatia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Lebanon, United Arab Emirates, India, Malaysia, Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand, Japan. Our newest ones are Norway, Ireland, Switzerland, and Croatia. Thank you guys for joining. If your listeners there, make sure that you share us on whatever social media platform you have over there. We thank you for joining our show and look forward to entertaining you for hours and hours and hours. This is the Power Hour, guys. Your attitude, not your aptitude, determines your altitude. I'm pretty sure that's my, like, big mentor would be Zig Ziglar. You know, he created a legacy through his success and motivation and inspiring others. Now his son is living his legacy, like, still going around the country in his father's name and inspiring people to be better than they were yesterday. It's such an rewarding job, inspiring people, because, you know, when you're down and you open up your inbox and you see a message telling you that, you know, you're the reason that, you know, I'm gonna continue this path, or, you know, you inspired me to lose weight, or you inspired me to, you know, get more into what I'm doing right now. It's very, very rewarding. You haven't lived until you've helped someone else, and that's feeling and something that you can never replace, like the feeling that you get, the energy that you get from helping someone, is definitely a big deal. I have a caller on the line, and I want to go ahead and take them. I have tons and tons of quotes, but I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller. If you're listening, press number one to join the show. I will go ahead and take a few callers. Let me go ahead and see who we have on the line here. You're live. Success Saturday on Taser Time Radio. Who do we got?
Is this me you're talking to or someone else? This is Carla Kitty,
yes.
A.K.A. Carla Force.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. I usually throw out the first, the 808 is, it would be the area code. Awesome. I'm glad you were able to make it on the show. I saw, like, shortly after I started Taser Time Radio, I saw that you started doing, like, a live Sunday show. I don't have a show on Sunday, so definitely if you're listening, this is Carla Kitty. She has a Carla Kitty show. You can tune in on Facebook. Is there a website that they can tune in to hear your show?
The website is actually in the process of being revamped, which is going to be www.carlakitty.com, and that'll be ready September 1st. That website is going to give me the opportunity to launch from all social media platforms. I was also in a studio today, and they're actually going to be airing an actual live Carla Kitty show with me and my host and or my co-host and the people that are going to be joining me on the show. So there is going to be an actual show made. And, yes, the Carla Kitty show is about inspiring and empowering all walks of life. And I want to say thank you, Cynthia, for asking me to come on because, you know, helping to promote me. I want to help promote you as well. And that's what my show is all about, is promoting up-and-coming singers, models, businesses, and whatnot. And I think that's why my brand's getting out there. I'm also quite the comedian online, if I'm sure you've seen. So,
right.
Yeah, that's what the show's all about. You wanted people to come on today and give their favorite quotes. I have a ton of favorite quotes. As you know, I do the inspiring and empowering thing. And as a model, and as I'm getting out there, we have a lot of haters. So my favorite quote was, you don't have to say anything to the haters. You don't have to acknowledge them at all. You just wake up every morning and be the best you that you can be, and that tends to shut them up. And that quote is actually by Michelle Obama. So that's my favorite quote.
That's awesome. That actually put a tingle down my legs, honestly. You know, because we do, and it's so crazy that the more successful you are, the more people are going to try to tear you down. People don't like other people being better than them, and instead of getting off their tail end and doing something to motivate themselves, they'd rather try to destroy someone who's doing something good.
Right. You know, I was actually with my buddy Daniel Lyle, who he's my personal trainer. He's about inspiring and empowering people as well. And he's at a Body Masters Fit Club here in Omaha, Nebraska. He's the one that got me to this guy that does the shows and stuff. He used to actually work for KETV here in Omaha, Nebraska. And it's all about surrounding yourself with positive people, and that will get you to further places. So to all the haters, all that negativity you're putting out, you're only going to get negativity back. Stop hating on the people that are trying to do positive things for positive people. You know, and like you said, get off your tail end. And, you know, do something for yourself. Help others in this industry to grow and become bigger, better, and stronger. And, you know, like I said, people, I'm constantly saying this on my show, when I do lives, people need to share so that show can get out there even bigger. Right now, my following is at around 10,000 alone. That's just on Facebook. The bigger I get, the better I can promote everybody that I'm promoting on my show.
Yeah, absolutely. It is about teamwork makes the dream work. That's a quote that I've always stood by. The problem is that, like, there's so many people who are just, like, you know, conformists. They're sheeple. They've down, like, what the government, you know, like, this conforming. Like, I'm a nonconformist, and that's why I'm hated the most, because I don't want to be regulated. I want to be me. And that's
exactly.
The Taser Time Wednesday show for sure. You can definitely call into that one anytime you want. I'm booked
sure.
on that
you
one until like the end of September, and I still have a whole list of people that I got to schedule. And I, oh my goodness, that's crazy. I would have never thought that it would have gone so far so fast. And the first step is the hardest step, man. But I'm telling you, if you have something in your life that you want to do, take that first step. Even if it's a leap, even if you feel like you're jumping off of a cliff, like you're going to, I mean, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You fly, Like,
right,
just
right.
do it.
Well,
objects in motion stay in motion.
I had to be reminded of that. You may have seen a post where I wasn't going to go live this Sunday, you know, and I had a lot of heart-to-hearts with some people that had been watching the lives, and they're like, Carla, do you see what you're doing? How many people you're inspiring and empowering? And, you know, even sometimes I have to be reminded to face fear, you know, and it's scary getting on there every week live, you know, because you do worry about the haters and, oh, look at what she's trying to do, you know, and it's scary. I mean, you gotta face the world when you do these lives. And even, you know, when the show starts or my website launches and I'm going to be launched on all social media platforms, it's going to get bigger. And, you know, I know that the haters are going to come harder, but I got to get on there and I got to face that fear. And, you know, haters are my motivators. You know, they're scary, but they still motivate me to be like, watch me shine, you know, while you're still down there. So, yeah.
Right. Or let me inspire you to come up here with me so you can quit hating so much. Like, I'm telling
exactly.
you, like, it's hard. Like, it's hard to stay motivated.
Right. Did I lose you?
Fucking crap. And you don't have, like, this huge...
You keep fading in and out there, Cynthia.
Like a thousand. Okay.
Oh,
can you hear me better now?
Yep.
Like the telephone commercial. Can you hear me better now? I don't know. It's something about this corner.
Now?
I'm always, like, able to be heard over in this corner. Like, I need to hide in my closet or something.
Right.
Cell phones, gotta love that. It's crazy though, because when I call in on my direct connect on my computer, like my microphone just doesn't even work. It's all trial and error.
Crazy.
Eventually, I'll have a flawless show, and then I'll be like able to rejoice. But I doubt that will ever happen. I accept failure.
You don't even know these lives are hard. Our iPad drops all the time, and there's constant. It's trial and error, but you know what? Eventually, it'll be smooth, and it's going to take off. I'm really excited to see where it goes. Thank you for reaching out to me and putting me in that tag today, because I definitely wanted to come on. And maybe, you know, maybe even have you on my live tomorrow as well to return the favor.
I am. Actually, I have my daughter. Maybe next week. My daughter just came up here from Florida, and we were going to go to Six Flags today. And then I was like, oh, man, dude, I have a radio show I have to do today. So... definitely consistency is key in surrounding yourself with positive people. Like you said, you know, you got to have that pick-me-up. You have to be able to, you know, when someone brings that negativity, like you have to have, I was taught a long time ago, when you have something that's negative, you have to have three positives in order to eliminate that negative, because you're negative. So one negative or one positive is going to eliminate the negative. One more positive is going to bring you neutral, and one more positive is going to actually make you positive. So we have to have three times the positivity in our life that we have negativity in order to be able to maintain a mental frame where, you know, we're not, like, bogged down. It's like people are like, you know, you remember when we used to take the little pieces of paper when you were in school and you were bored and you spit them through a straw and they stuck to something. I swear that when, like, haters, like, get on you, it's like mounds of, you, like, you're weighing down. Like, there's been, like, spitballs, like, stuck to you, and you're, like, it's harder and harder to move because, like, the weight of, like, the crap is, like, wearing you down. But that's a big thing, and a lot of people just don't even know that. You know, they're like, oh, you know, and they just let it continue to weigh. But you have to have three positive for every negative. So I sometimes, you know, if I have, like, a crappy message or something, I'll just go into Google and type in success or type in motivation or type in positivity and read, like, 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 fucking quotes, because drop the F-bomb. Way to go, Cynthia.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, a lot of what I do is I know you like reading the quotes. I like watching the videos, which I actually air on my shows as well. And that helps me a lot. There's actually one Hawaiian inspirational quote. I think it's like 7 minutes long, but it's very inspirational and powerful to me. I mean, I remember the first time I heard it, my buddy actually sent it to me, and I got real emotional just listening to it. So there's a lot of times in this industry that a lot of us want to quit and give up just because we feel like we're running this rat race, but it's not going anywhere. But I do feel like my journey is headed in the right direction. And I'm excited, and I'm excited to bring all these people that are watching and following and the people that I'm helping to promote and stuff. You know, I hope it brings them with me on this journey. So I'm really excited.
I think, too, that the key of being successful is to not do it for yourself, honestly, because you can, you know, worry about yourself all you want, but you only have so many hours in a day, so many days in a week, so many weeks in a month, so many months in a year. You have to have other people on your team. You have to, you know, I think that when you take and become selfless and do it for someone else, your passion
right.
and your motivation are more, because you know that, you know, it's not you you're letting down anymore. It's like everybody you're letting down. So when you're still tired or sick or, like, going to Six Flags, you know, you're like, crap, I can't do that because these people are relying on me. You know, it's like having children.
Right.
You can't just not feed your kids. Like, they will die. So it's like you have to keep them, you know, fed, basically. That information, there's
right.
people that rely on that. You know, I have people all the time are like, you know, I wanted to off myself, and then I found your page, and you're so inspiring, and all the time you have positive stuff and great pictures, and it just makes me happy, you know, checking on your page, and I'm like, wow, you know, just you never know, like, how you're going to influence someone, so,
yeah,
you know, but
you
I
know,
think the key is that
to be selfless, for sure. Right, you know, I even mentioned this girl on my show the other night, Brittany Nowicki, you know, she's had three babies, one set of twins, you know, and it's really impacted her body. And I reminded her, you know, I was like, your body went through hell to create life. I was like, so embrace your body, you know, and stuff like that. And so we're actually doing a segment on body positivity and inspiring women, you know, like, who cares about those stretch marks? You know, sometimes we're going to have to gain extra weight because we're giving life, you know, we're putting life on this planet. And so, you know, that and she actually sent me a message saying, thank you. She's like, I finally got in a two-piece today. And she goes, and you know what? I just love my body for who I am and what it represents. She goes, thank you. And, you know, and you're right. Those messages that we get in our inboxes, God, they hit my heart hard, you know. And it's, like, unbelievable to me that my words really are inspiring and empowering so many people out there right now. It means a lot to me. I love doing what I'm doing. A lot of people think that I'm a fool because I'm not getting paid for it at the moment. But, you know, like I said, and a lot of people have taught me, it is about helping others, you know, to grow and become bigger and better and stronger. And like we said, if you exude positive, you're going to get positive in return. So.
Yeah, on that note, I'll give you two quotes that were told to me by millionaires. Every week on our money conference calls, they would tell me, okay, first off, do the job you want to have, and then you'll get it. Temporary sacrifice for permanent gain, always. Yeah, you're giving
exactly.
your time now, but you're gonna get. I mean, even the Bible says you'll reap what you sow. You put negativity in, you're gonna get negativity out. You put positivity in, you're gonna get positivity out. And not only are you gonna get it back, but you're gonna get it back times 10. So.
Right.
You know, I have, you know, I'm paying out of pocket right now for studio fees and stuff. And, you know, I haven't really been compensated.
I will be too for the show.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it is definitely a temporary sacrifice for permanent gain, but also, what was the other? Oh man, I hate that. It's probably because I sat down. You definitely think better standing up. There's nothing that you're going to accomplish sitting down that won't be accomplished 10 times more standing up and putting one foot in front of the other. I think so much clearer when I'm walking. And like I said before, objects in motion stay in motion. If your life sucks, it's because you're not putting your foot down and taking a step. I want that quote to come out because it was temporary sacrifice for permanent gain was one of them. And the other one was, It was basically about the do the job you want to be paid for, and eventually you'll be paid to do the job that you have.
Right.
Basically,
right.
that you'll get that job. Like that money's going to come to you. Like you want to be a boss, act like a boss. You want to be a millionaire, act like a millionaire.
Exactly.
Oh, I can't think of the exact quote, and it's killing me because I've heard it like 1,000 fucking times. But how you were saying about that girl and, you know, her body and her stretch marks and stuff, like, that brought up, those are scars. Those are scars that show that you survived. Like, you survived something
exactly.
that could have potentially killed you. And those
yeah.
are just war wounds. Those are, like, you know, wearing your family crest. Like don't
yeah.
let that upset you.
Those are your tiger stripes, baby. Those are your tiger stripes. That's what I call
right?
them.
Right? Let your growl out.
Yeah,
last week I talked about... like, whether you're a lion or a gazelle, like, you have to hit the ground running every time. And the gazelles make the mistake of thinking that I have to be faster than the fastest lion. And so they struggle more mentally, but that's not even the case. You just have to be faster than the slowest gazelle because that one's going to get eaten, and then the lions are going to quit coming after you. So definitely
exactly.
opposite emotion.
I love the quote, you know, you got to hit the ground running every morning, and, you know, people will laugh at me or think that I'm addicted to Facebook or whatever, and I don't really care what they think. The reality of it is when I roll over, I literally pick up my phone and start going through my messages and making sure, you know, I'm staying in touch with the contacts, making sure that the fans are happy and I say hello and good morning to them. You know, I do spend a lot of time on my phone. This job practically is a 24/7 job, and on top of that, I still have to do my day job, but it's crazy hectic. But I know in the end it'll all be worth it. And as I was telling my friend Daniel this morning, I've been through a life of hell. The past 5 months I've been single and really working on this and discovering myself and everything. And I want to leave my kids a legacy, not only financially, but mentally. I don't want them to remember like, oh, God, Mom had so many boyfriends and this and that. Of course they're going to remember that and all the bad shit that I went through. But they're going to be like, you know what, my mom came out bigger and better and stronger. And look what she did. She made a difference in this world. That's the legacy I want to leave. You know, if I get rich in this scheme, great. You know, my kids are going to be fine financially when I pass away. But the reality of it is I'm out here and I'm making a difference. And that means the world to me. And that's the legacy I want to leave my kids is my mom never gave up. You know, even my oldest son, he's just like, Mom, go get a real job. You know, I do have a real job. But, you know, I want him to be like, I can't believe she chased it. Even when I asked her to give up, she chased it and she did it and she made it. And like I said, I'm going places and, you know, I have a lot to prove, not only to myself, to my kids, but to the world. Like, don't give up. It's not an option, you know. And
do what you love and you'll never work another day in your life. That's one of my favorite quotes. And when people tell me to get a real job, it makes me fucking laugh. Because what's a real job? Somebody smarter than you that owns a factory that put in, you know, the hours to work, like, he maybe never even had to put in the hours. He probably just had a dream, and someone that networked with him to help him, promising you something that you're going to get if you stay there for 50 years at a miserable job that you can't stand. It's going to cause you more medical bills at the end of it because you're doing like line work than you'll ever
right.
be
you're
able
at,
to pay
at,
with your salary.
You're at this factory making $11 an hour, working 8 hours a day, and whose pockets are you lining? You're lining the dude that owns that company's pockets, because you're only making $11 an hour. That ain't nothing coming out of his pocket, let me tell you what. So, yeah, chase that dream. I mean, I truly believe in the end this will all be worth it. You know, and I have to have people remind me daily. You know, I need that lift me up, because I get in my feelings sometimes. I stupidly go off on Facebook or, you know, blast somebody, and I'm like, man, I messed up. You know, but I'm human. I do make mistakes, and it is what it is. You make your apology, you move on, and you make the best of everything that you have. So,
right. And I actually, when you were saying that, you know, that encouraging other people, like that's where you get like some of your energy from. I actually had this quote written down by Zig Ziglar that says, when you encourage others, you in the process are encouraged because you're making a commitment and a difference in that person's life. So like I think that seeing success in someone else's life.
I lost you again.
Dang, it's because I shut down. I guess I'm just going to have to talk and walk for a whole freaking hour every time I have to do it. Literally, both times you said that, I sat down. And then the time that I lost track of what I was saying, I sat down. Don't sit down. Hit the ground running. Run, run, run. Even the lions have to hit the ground running.
I was like, no, bitch, you can't sit. Get up. We have a show to do.
Right? I'm like, you know, even lions have to hit the ground running because they have to be faster than the slowest gazelle. Like, even lions don't get to sleep on the job. Another one is that you can, and this one is definitely to the haters out there, you can disagree without being disagreeable. Like, you don't have to believe in us. You don't have to think along the same lines. You don't have to like what we have to say, but go about your own life. We all share this world. We all have things to offer it. And just because one person's cup of tea doesn't match the other person's cup of tea doesn't mean that you have to beat someone down under what they're trying to do. Any person Trump says you're born to win, so go ahead and win. Like, you can have that option. Like I said, about what comes down to it, you got to put one foot in front of the other. Like, you know, stuff doesn't happen overnight. You got to keep walking. If you start sitting, you're going to lose signal, just like I did twice on the show. Very, very good testimony. If you start sitting down on the job, you aren't going to have a job. Like, you have to keep doing it. And the other thing was that they were saying, I'll just check in and see if we had any more callers. The other thing that they were saying is that, I lost my train of thought. Do you have any other quotes that you wanted to share that, you know, inspire you when you are getting down?
I this has been mentioned a million times on my lives. I was actually discovered by a scam artist out of New York. I'm not even going to mention his name because he doesn't deserve to have any more mentions than he's already out there ruining people's lives and stuff. But he actually gave me, he proclaimed that he was buying up bars and naming these bars Karma Carla. And it's actually a... I kept the name for a little while in the event that I ever got big, it would be like a fuck you to him. Well, I decided, you know what, there's nothing more than a negative stigmatism on the name, but I'm a huge fan of the quote, karma. You will get back what you've put out there, whether it be negative or positive. So karma is another huge quote of mine. Although I've dropped the name and stuff, it's still a favorite quote. But karma, whether it be positive or negative, That guy, he's got something negative coming to him, and I can guarantee you that. As for me, I'm still growing. I'm still going to shine. He brought me into the industry, and oddly enough, it has brought me a long way. So a thank you to him, because he that negative is now turning into something positive. It was a bad situation that I went through with him, but like I said, watch me shine from below now.
Right. The way to the top, all the way up.
All
for
the
sure.
way to the top.
I can definitely testify to that. I had this club that I kind of used as kind of like a getaway when I quit managing my own club. I was like, oh my God, I need to get away from here. And they hosted me and took very good care of me. And then, you know, like when I first started at their club, that they couldn't even keep white girls, and it was like really scary sometimes. And now, like, they have famous people there every month. They franchised out. They did a bunch of stuff, but they told me at the beginning of the year that they were going to sponsor me. So like for 5 months, I thought for sure I had a sponsor to go reclaim my titles. And turns out that, like, I found out from my promoter, not even the bar itself, that they weren't going to sponsor me. They were going to sponsor a friend of mine who I later found out didn't even know that any of that stuff had affected me, and she wasn't even the one that set it up, and she's not very happy about how it went down because, you know, we were buddies, and it kind of put a damper between us for a little while. But I was talking to a photographer of mine because he's like, dude, what's going on? How you doing? And, you know, I ended up having to come up with $2,000 out of my pocket within a matter of weeks. And that's hard because I just bought a house. You know, my daughter just turned 18. I have 3 kids that I'm a sole provider for. I do not and never have got a work. So I had literally 3 kids, 100% on my own. And, you know, it was a big hit for me. But I'm like, you know what? You guys are not going to hold me back. You're not going to be the person who determines my future. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to this event. And I had, you know, some people support with some of my fans, help me out, and we got all the money together. I got my hotel room paid for. I got all this stuff taken care of, you know. But I was talking to my photographer about how, like, I'm not even negative. I'm not even saying their name. I'm not giving them that credit. But I'm sitting back right. waiting for the karma train to hit, and lo and behold, I get home, literally just get home from saying that, and I check my Facebook, and I get a notification that their new club changed the phone number, and I was like, oh, really? I wonder what else is going on. I wonder why they changed their phone number.
I lost you again.
They did that. Their manager flooded. Like, they had just bought that club, and they revamped the whole club. It was so beautiful inside. Things were going great. And so they had put all that money into it. Their manager had an apartment upstairs, turned on all the water, and flooded the entire club. So ruined the entire club. And I'm like, well, that measly little $2,000 that y'all saved yourself just went out the freaking window. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's your karma. I knew in my heart, I have faith that what comes around goes around. You get out of this world what you put into it. Every action has an equal but opposite reaction. And, that freaking made my day when I saw that. And I felt bad for being all excited about it, you know, because I still feel like that has to do with my karma, is the way I ravel over the other karma, you know what I mean? But I was just
right.
like, How coincidental. I haven't even talked about that place in a minute. And one time I do, I come home and I find that the karma train already derailed. And that was just like, you know, like, it doesn't do anything positive to me. And sweating on the negative stuff doesn't do anything positive to me. But just know, like, definitely what you put out, you get back. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something good.
For sure. But hey, I'm having problems logging onto my Facebook. I forgot my password, and so I tried to recover it, and apparently I put in the wrong recovery code. And so, like, it's telling me, well, now you have to wait because you put in too many codes. But I will definitely be sharing this. If you can tag me in it, so people, I can, you know, tell people, hey, I was on, you know, the Taser Time show. Check it out, you know, and that way I can help promote your show and or your blog talk radio and stuff. I think what you're doing is amazing.
That link that you shared is actually once we get off the show, that's where it'll archive to. So they just have to listen to that link that you just shared.
Okay. I'll be able to re-listen to the show from there as well.
Yep. And it'll be on. It'll stay on. And I have like 500 hours. And then by then, hopefully, I'll have sponsors and be able to upgrade the station so we don't lose any of the content. But
very
I am
cool.
also working on, I have a producer that's putting it together, and I don't really know, because we are going through a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to do the behind-the-scenes stuff, so I don't know if I'm going to continue having her do the entire episode and putting that on YouTube, or if I'm just going to do highlights, because I think that would be so much easier if we just took like the three biggest or best things that were said on this one-hour show instead of having to make her... Because you can't just upload audio to YouTube. You have to have video with it, and it makes it to be a pain.
Yeah.
We'll get around it. We'll figure it out. It'll definitely be on there. Regardless, I'm going to keep all the content. So, you know, if it gets to the point where stuff's going to be popping off, then I'll just download it to CD, and people can purchase CDs for like $5 or something. We'll do something, I'm not going to let my work just go vanish in the air somewhere after I put my life into it, basically. That's one thing you can't get back. People are like, I'm not going to pay for your time. Like, well, then you're not going to get my time. If you can't value that my time is valuable and, like, I can't, like, get it back, you know, whether it be time with my kids or time that I could spend being productive, then I guess you don't deserve it. Like,
yeah,
exactly. You know, like...
Yeah, no,
I could be doing so much more than appeasing one person, definitely.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. So, can you actually tell from your blog how many people are actually listening?
After 24 hours, you can. I can see, obviously, how many people called in, but... Then it comes back in. Like, we don't have, like, a super high count because I've been blocked on Facebook pretty much the whole time. You know, all the stuff that we've gotten is from, like, actual straight-up contacts that I've had. So we've had probably only about 1,000 hits so far. But out of that 1,000 hits, we're still in 31 countries. And, see, that's why I wanted to help my people put it on YouTube, because – like, I feel like, you know, I'm sharing Blog Talk Radio. People are, like, looking at it, and they're not confident in clicking on it because it's an outside link, you know? And then
right.
you got to, like, sign up to listen. And so that's why we've been transferring it over to YouTube and trying to push people back to the thing. I'm trying to figure out the best way to go about it. And we've talked about doing the Facebook Live, but, you know, then it would only be one-sided. And I'm like, well, if we did that, they'd want to hear the whole show, so maybe they would tune in, you know, if they just hear
right.
the one person, one side of it. They're going to be like, well, what'd that other person say? And so maybe they would tune in, but then you're like, well, I'm going to look like an idiot talking to myself on a phone. On, you know, like you just, there's so many things to weigh out, and there's so much technical stuff going on, too, and then, like, I have
right.
to get on and figure out, because I'm doing New Music Mondays, I can't get my music, like, for some reason, my audio files are just being a pain in the butt in my switchboard, so I'm like, now I'm, like, with the dilemma of, do I just drop music for a half an hour and then go to the talk part, but if I do that, then it's not a broadcast show, it's an upload show, so then I can't take callers at the end of it, because it's not how it was set up. It's just like,
right.
ugh. So much trial and error, so much trial and error, but
right, definitely, there is.
Consistency is key.
Oh, I feel you, though. Trust me. Yeah, I'm going through it, too, but it, like I said, it'll all be worth it in the end, so I'm just getting pissed off at Facebook right now, though. Tried too many times.
30 days.
Code.
And
huh?
While I was blocked, I had to confirm my identity while I was blocked because it said that my account was sending out spam. How the F is that? I can't even, I'm not even allowed to send anything out. So how are y'all letting somebody else send some stuff out?
Right, right.
On my account.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even, like, they, like, usually when I get blocked, they don't just, like, they block everything but my messages. I couldn't even send out messages this time. Like, I've literally been 100% blocked, blocked. People are like, where are you at? Are you okay? Well, you know what? Find me on some other social media, because if I'm missing for 30 days and y'all don't come find me,
right.
how does that make me feel? Like, I know you love
right,
me,
right.
but how much do you love me? You're just going to keep on messaging the same inbox, or are you going to find me and make sure I'm alive? You know?
Right. Oh, no, I got the inboxers. I mean, I think once you've seen an email or emailed me on my PayPal account, like, did I get blocked? Yes, you did. You got blocked. Do not contact me on my PayPal account.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I get that too. Like, there's this one person, and it's so funny. They keep on saying, I got $100 for you. I'm like, what do you want me to do with $100, first off? You're blocked on Facebook for a reason, and now you want to give me $100? Like, what is the $100? It doesn't even pay my power bill. My power bill.
You say, okay. You take the $100, and then you reblock them. No, just kidding.
If they didn't live in my city, maybe I would, but I'm like, I have white carpet. I'm not trying to have to drag someone into my house and take care of them so that I'm not. I kept you outside. I'm going to invite you inside, and you ain't going back outside. Like, don't. you know, he's talking hard. Like, I don't even understand how they can still see it, because when I go live on Facebook, they can still comment. I'm like, I can see the comment. Everybody else can see the comment, but it says Facebook user. It's a blocked person still watching my live videos. How does that even happen? They're supposed to block them. Not so they can continue stalking you and just not talk to you.
What they're doing is they have other Facebook pages, and so that person you blocked is actually blocked. But they'll go to another account that doesn't have any pictures or anything on it. That way they can still kind of stalk your page and stuff.
No, it's still that person's account. It still is, because if I go on my computer, I can see whose name it is. Yeah.
That's crazy. Very crazy.
It's super creepy. And then, like, because I know that they can see everything because I just created the Taser Time Radio page, and they're messaging
mm-hmm.
me on that. And I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter how many pages you find me on. Like, you're blocked on my main account. You're not going to be able to talk to me.
That's crazy.
Can send me messages. Like, they should not. If they're blocked, they should be blocked. They should not be able to see your crap and continue stalking you with their fucking fantasies. First off,
right?
You know,
right.
I'm like, why are you, like, leave it alone? You're dead, dude. Bye.
That's nuts. But yeah. But anyways, I got to wrap this up because I got to make a few other calls. But tonight I'm going to be out at the Dark Comedy After Dark Club. So if anybody here in Omaha is listening, me, my co-host Topher Cruz, and my entertainer, Daniel Lyle. We're going to be out there at the Comedy After Dark. The Backline is what it's called. We're going to be watching Bill Queen and Rome Daly and a few other comedians. So if anybody's listening and you want to come on out and watch and have the opportunity to do a little meet and greet, the pleasure would be mine. It's going to be fun. It's going to be turned up. So, yeah, thank you again, Cynthia, for having me on the show. Once I can get back on Facebook, I'll reshare the link and let everybody know that I was live on the show with you today. And I wish you all the best, a lot of love and respect for you. I truly appreciate what you're doing as well.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for calling. Definitely help take up some time. I just created this show kind of late, and I was like, oh, man, I got to get this going. But I always welcome you to call into the show whenever. So we do new music Monday, Taser Time Wednesday, and Success Saturday. So those 3 days,
I want to call into the Dirty Show. That one will be fun.
Right? Just make sure you keep an eye on the topics, because some of them are, they're just less regulated. So
we talk
a little bit more about.
I get so busy and bogged down with my show and stuff. But, yeah, if I can make an appearance or via phone or whatever, I'd be more than happy to.
All right. Well, I'll just make sure to start tagging you when I post for stuff. And
sounds great, Cynthia. Thank you for your time. You have a good evening.
You have a good night. Everybody check out CarlaKittyShow.com and keep checking it out until it's live. Later, girl. Yes, that girl definitely is a winner. She's not going to let stuff stop her. I know she gets a lot of crap on Facebook, too. You know, it's crazy. You have to be the change you want to see in the world. You know, if you can't let these people who don't want to do anything with their lives take over yours, you can't let that stuff stop you from achieving your dreams and your goals. You have to let that fire inside of you burn and not smolder it out and smoke you out. There's a lot more success quotes that we can go over. We got about 20 minutes left. I just want to make sure that, you know that goals are not goals until they're written down. You know, they're dreams, they're wishes, but until you write them down, they're not a goal. It's just a wish. We don't get the things we wish for. I wish for a lot of things in life, but we do get the things that we work for. So write down the things that you want to accomplish in the next, 5 weeks, write down the things that you want to accomplish in the next 5 months, in the next 5 years. Have a list of the immediate, the short term, and the long term. Even if you only check off one or two on the list that get accomplished, the more you have, the more you're going to accomplish. If you wake up with a to-do list of two things, you're going to get those two things accomplished. But if you wake up with a to-do list of 10 things, you're probably going to get like 4, 5, 6 of them accomplished. So make sure that, you don't get your days back. We don't get the time back. Make sure that you're making the time count, Tomorrow's not promised, and you never know what's going to happen today. Are you ready that if something medically happens, you have to take off 6 months of work? I know that a lot of us aren't. A lot of us are living paycheck to paycheck. A lot of us are, even having to ask for and borrow money. Make sure that you make your days count. Don't let I don't feel like it. Don't let your feelings run your day. You need to wake up and hit the ground running. Like Carla was saying, that the first thing she does when she wakes up is gets back on her social media and makes sure all of her contacts are happy and blah, blah, blah. That's the same thing. Before I get up in the morning and brush my teeth, I've lost relationships over it because I spend too much time on Facebook. I don't get, But you have to. You have to. If I don't respond to somebody, they get nasty. You never know when you're going to need that contact. You never know when, that contact's going to need you. Like, we're in it together. We're in it to win it. You can't just look out for yourself all day, every day. You have to take the moment and understand that teamwork makes the dream work. You will become successful helping other people become successful. It inspires me when I'm looking through my time feed and I see all this, like, ghetto crap on my timeline, and then I see where one wife and mother had to pull her vehicle over because her husband said, take the kids and take the groceries and go home, pull over the car. And as a good wife, she didn't question. She said, okay, and she pulled over the car and then came back and found her husband mowing some elderly man's grass because he saw this elderly man in the backyard pushing a lawnmower that didn't need to be pushing a lawnmower. So he made his wife take the kids and take the stuff and come home, go home and come back because he was mowing this man's yard. When I see stuff like that in my Facebook feed, that makes me feel great. There need to be more people in the world like that. There's this little kid that has a severe type of cancer that he's had since he was four here in the Peoria area. Team Reed, R-E-I-D. He's fighting for his life right now. He's been fighting for his life since he was like 3 years or something. You know, this kid has done more fundraisers and like more things for everyone else. While he's in this critical condition fighting for his life, he is the most selfless child ever. We need more people like that in the world. I shared his Team Reed page because he was dancing in the rain and at the ball field down at the baseball diamond. And it just touched me because, like, you know, he's like he never knows when his next day is going to be his last day. And here he is dancing at the ball diamond in the rain. And they had to tell him, all right, now that's enough. You need to come back in out of the rain before you get sick. And, you know, I want people to tell me I need to come in out of the rain, but I'm going to keep dancing in the rain. I'm going to keep dancing through the storm. I'm going to keep, you know, I'm going to keep inspiring and motivating people, and you should be doing the same too. It all starts with the choice to write down your goals, start working towards your goals. Make sure that your goals are in detail. Make sure that they're not a what if, but they're a concrete. I am going to accomplish da-da-da because you are and you will, but you have to put your mind to it. You have to totally believe in your heart that you can achieve it because, like Ziglar says, what you believe, you can achieve. If you can think it, you can put it into action. You can put it into, you can make it reality. I'm all about making dreams a reality. I'm about living the dream, sharing the dream, inspiring people to dream. You have to decide what you want to do with your life. Do you want to be stuck in a factory working a job that you hate for 40 hours or 60 hours a week, overtime whenever they tell you that you have to work overtime, vacations whenever they tell you that you have to take a vacation? A lot of factories, like, they'll shut down at the end of July so they can do the second quarter or second semester goals and stuff. You know, do you want to be forced to take your vacation when they want you to take your vacation or when you want to take your vacation? Do you want to work for a grumpy old boss or do you want to be the boss? What do you want out of your life, you know? Do you want to work, you know, an hourly job or do you want to make as much money as you can possibly make in 1 hour? I'm the type of person that I don't want to be told that I'm only worth $9 an hour. There may be days that I don't even make $9 an hour. But I don't want anybody to tell me what I'm worth. I want to set that bar. I want to make my own goals as far as what I'm worth. You can do the same thing. You know, you work 40 hours a week, you have the weekends off. So why not have a hobby that turns into a side job, you know? Maybe it's going around to yard sales and picking up items that look very valuable that are marked super cheap and selling them on eBay, or maybe it's taking out the tool shed and actually doing something with their tools and creating crafts that can be displayed at a local establishment and bring in money. But think about the fact that you become successful helping other people become successful and the power of positivity and how if you're taking yourself out of the focus, more will come to you. So if you're going to be doing these crafty little things, have 10% or 20% or, you know, 30% or whatever, make sure you take your overhead out of it because you're going to have money that you're going to need for supplies and stuff, but then maybe split the profit in half with a charity and the other half yourself. You know, be the change you want to see in the world. There's so many people, so many kids in this world that need somebody to help, and we got way too many people sitting on their butt doing nothing. So wake up, hit the ground running. Make sure you tune in next Saturday. You know, Carla Kitty joined the show. I'd love to have like 5, 6, 7 people on the show instead of just one. I know the show, this is only our second show, and we had somebody on the show last week. But I really need, like, want somebody for the first half an hour, somebody for the second half an hour to get on here and kind of co-host with me and babble back and forth about success and what it means to you. Because, you know, it means something different to everybody. And I want to be able to motivate the people who are listening and not have dead space or filler words. I want to actually inspire, and I can't do that without you. So make sure that you grab a success quote that you're going to use for the week, you know, or even just a motivational quote, or even just some inspiring sentence, can be anything. We started at the bottom. We're going up. We're not stopping until we hit the top, and then we're going to blow through the top, and we're gonna take it over. You know, I don't live to impress. I live to impress upon. I want you to want what's best for you, what's the most thing that you can accomplish in your life for the positive. I just had a hummingbird fly by my house. That was so cute. I want you to go to CynthiaTaser.com, sign up for our fan club. It's free. You'll get an email letting you know what the shows are going to be about. I think I'm only going to send them out on the monthly, so you're not spammed a whole ton with shows. I might have each show have its own link on there eventually to where, you know, if you only want to tune into Success Saturday, you only get stuff for Success Saturday. If you only want to tune into New Music Monday, you only get stuff for New Music Monday. It won't be up like that for a couple of days, but I think I am going to go ahead and do that real quick. But make sure you join the newsletter. At the bottom of the newsletter, you can always unsubscribe. Make sure that if you forward it to your friends, and I hope that you do, that you hit the forward button at the bottom of the newsletter, because that's going to help us to track it. Like, these newsletters are actually trackable. I know if you read them. I know if you forwarded them. I know if you, whatever you do with them, like, they're set up to where I can see how successful the show is going, what our numbers are, and aim for higher. Definitely, always set your bar high. Like they say, that if you set your bar for the star, if you aim for the moon and miss, you always hit the stars. Why aim for the moon? We've already landed on the moon. Shoot it into outer space. Aim for whatever is thought to be unreachable, because then you're going to reach the stars and probably the moon. You know, don't let other people's limits limit you. They keep on, that quote is so old, the sky's the limit. How's the sky the limit? Someone from Belgium calling my number? That's odd. I've never seen another country calling me before. The phone number looks so crazy. But, you know, people have landed on the moon. We got a flag on the moon. The United States flag is on the moon. So why would you aim for something somebody else has already attained? Go for what's beyond. And you'll set your bar high, set your goals even higher. Dream big. You know, if you miss what you're going for, dream big. I challenge you to go on YouTube and type in success and just start listening, you know, start walking and listening to those motivational things. I have a lot of successful people who are semi-successful tell me, oh, I don't need success and motivation. That's what I do. That's not who, they might be who you are, so you need to feed yourself, you know, like, you got the best car, you still got to put the gas in the best car. Your car is not going to run without gas. You need to keep feeding yourself that success food. It might be what you do, but you only have your own supply. You, the smart guy is the one who can always learn. The smart guy is the successful guy is the one that always wants more, who's hungry for more. Being knowledgeable is not enough. You have to have more than just you. You can't, you can only go so far with your own mind. It takes a team to make a win. So involve more people who are successful in your life. Listen to their stories. You know, it's gonna trigger new ideas and new things in your mind. You're gonna be inspired. Instead of just doing all the inspiring, be inspired. I am gonna cut this a little short and go enjoy my children. But I, you know, tune in next Saturday. Please grab a success quote and tune in. It doesn't cost any problem. Love to hear from you. I'll take callers at the beginning of the show if that's what you guys want to do. Just call in, give a success quote, and jump off. I'm down for that. You can Google success quotes. You can Google motivational quotes. You can Google inspirational quotes. you can ask your mom for a guest quote. You can ask your grandma. Ask somebody. Ask somebody to listen to you call in and give a success quote. I was taught a long time ago that if you write something down, if you hear something, you forget it. If you write it down, you remember it. If you teach it, you own it. You know, call and tell someone else about that. Hear it, write it down, and tell someone else. That quote's going to stay engraved in your mind. When you're having a bad day, that quote's going to pop out of the back of your head. You're not even going to try to think of it. It's just going to come to you. Those are the things that will keep you going. It will keep you motivated. That will keep you working towards your goals. I am running out of breath and things to say, so I'm going to let you guys go about your Saturday. Even if you have to tune in Sunday or Monday morning or whenever you guys want to listen to the show, use this as your power hour. If you're feeling down, just log into one of these shows and bring yourself back up. Definitely want to hear more from callers and look forward to where this show's going. I apologize for the last minute log on just because I do have company and my daughter is only going to be here for 2 days. I wanted to go ahead and get on and stay committed to you guys and to inspiring people, but I'm going to hop off now. I thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you share the show. Have a good weekend.